competition has taken notice.
Oh my God.
Good luck keeping up with us, amateurs.
So to get that perfect barbecue, you use wood. Are you sure it's safe? Whatever. We put the lighter fluid on, strike the match, and...
Oh. Should we call the fire department?
That might be a good idea.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. The show where we talk about all things that are important in the world of barbecue. From big name interviews with competitors on the barbecue circuit, grill manufacturers and pit makers, to advice on cooking brisket and ribs. You'll find it all right here on the Barbecue Central Show. Your host, Greg Rempe, is a backyard barbecue and grilling fanatic and loves to talk about his passion, which many of us share together. You can learn more about barbecue and grilling by visiting the website, thebbqcentral.com. Now, let's get in the smoke. Here's your program host, Greg Rempe.
Welcome to the Barbecue Central Show. A very good Tuesday evening to you Centralites, wherever you may be. Welcome to another edition of the Barbecue Central Show. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. Centralites, how's your life? We are rocking and rolling tonight. That's all I can tell you. We're jam-packed, locked and loaded. Two great interviews to tell you about here in just a minute. But before I do that, let me go ahead and give you some contact information in case you want to get in touch with the show. Same way as always, you can go ahead and call the show directly at your convenience, 216-220-0966. You can also email the show if you want to. Email address bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. Once again, 216-220-0966 or bbqcentralradio@gmail.com. That's the way to get in touch with the show. Here's what's happening tonight guest-wise. Two confirmed. Next segment coming back on the show. We had him on just before Thanksgiving last month, and he has graciously decided to come back on again right before Christmas this month. Multiple-time author, TV show, guest, chef, and a barbecue and grilling expert, one of the foremost, probably the foremost barbecue and grilling expert in Canada, Ted Reeder, will be coming on the show here next segment right around 11, 12 past the hour. And then segment after that, sorry, let me backtrack for a second. We're going to be talking about winter grilling and barbecuing, as well as some holiday recipes, obviously Christmas coming up, and then week after that, New Year's. So two really big events for two really items that you want to show off your cooking wares on. Ted is here to help, as always. So look for Ted Reeder coming up here in the next segment. Segment after that, everybody knows about the TLC Pitmasters. Barbecue Pitmasters show airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on where you are in the country, 10 p.m. here on the East Coast. And we have a guest, probably the best-looking guest or the best-looking cast member out of the whole guild there. No, I'm not talking about Myron Mixon, ladies and gentlemen. None other than the wood chick herself, Leanne Whippin, will be coming on. And that's probably scheduled just before half past the hour. Obviously, lots to talk about in regards to the show. Certainly a lot of internet back and forth about, is the show properly portraying competition barbecue? Is the way portraying it conducive to getting people to want to join up if they're not familiar or they haven't taken that step of actually trying to compete? Are they portraying the image that people in the barbecue community think that they should be portraying? I don't really know what that means per se, but we can talk to her certainly about the TV show. And I had posted on Facebook and Twitter, if you have any questions, certainly go ahead and hit those off to me and we'll see what we can do. She's in the short side of the segment, but lots of questions to ask her, and we will get to those. Leanne Whippin, woodchicksbbq.com. She also runs two or three different brick-and-mortar restaurants, as well as a very successful catering company out there in Virginia. So look for her right around half past the hour. Then two-pack of Petey River Swamp Sauce. Thought about running a contest, and due to the fact that I'm almost 100% sure that we're going to be going longer with Leanne Whippin than 10 minutes because of the amount of questions that I had from listeners, as well as some of the ones that I wanted to ask myself, there's probably a really good chance that the contest is probably going to have to get pushed off at least for a week. But let me give you some heads up here. If you watch the show, CSI Miami, one of the most popular shows on television. You'll notice, especially right up there in the first couple seasons, they would have the opening scene where you have the dead person that is taking an untimely demise, and they're gathering evidence, and the medical examiner is there giving his or her opinion on what's happened initially before they get the stiff back to the lab for further processing. They would kind of build up to right before they played the opening theme song and credits, and the main star there, Lieutenant Horatio Kane, played by David Caruso, would always kind of come up, well, I'm sure he didn't come up with, but, you know, the writers of the show would come up with this wacky little line, like a catchphrase, if you will. And then he would say it, and it would be somehow related to the murder, and then they would run the opening credit. And of course, if you're a fan of the CSI, you would know that The Who actually is the musical group that does all three of those opening intros. Maybe you didn't know that. There's a fun fact for you to win at your next trivia question. Credit the Barbecue Central Radio Show. So what I thought about doing was having you guys, the Centralites, devise your own CSI abbreviated opening scene. And then I have shanghaied a background crowd for some background noise, like you're at a crime scene. And then depending on how your catchphrase goes, you either get the CSI Miami scream and yell as we go into the full-blown intro song, or if it really sucks, you get the Price is Right loser horns, which we know sound like this. So, because I think we're probably not going to have the time that I had originally thought that I would have had allotted for this contest for you to win a two-pack of Petey River Swamp Sauce, I'm giving you ample time to go ahead and work on it for a week and see what you can come up with. And, for instance, let me give you a for instance. Here's one that I had worked up just a few short minutes ago. And the way I found works best for me is if you use, write out the catchphrase that you want, your end line, your teaser. Write out that one first and then work backwards from there, like kind of backtracking on a math problem. I would have no idea actually how to do that. But nevertheless, I'll be playing both Lieutenant Horatio Kane and Detective Wolf. Just to give you kind of an example of what I'm looking at. We'll probably do this maybe next week since we'll be right up against the new year. Maybe I can get some better prizes. All right, here's the scene.
Mr. Wolf, what do you have?
Well, Horatio, meet our unlikely victim, Mrs. Johnson. She's the day-to-day operator here at Jehoshaphat's pork processing plant. But now she's dead.
Mr. Wolf, do we have any murder weapon?
Well, as a matter of fact, Horatio, we do. It seems that our suspect filed down pork spare rib bones to knife-like consistency. Medical examiner just confirmed that those were the weapons in this murder. It's something of the likes I've never seen. I can't make heads or tail of it. What do you think, Horatio?
Well, Mr. Wolf, I think we need to get the rest of these pork spare rib bones back to the lab for further processing. However, I do believe that you and I can agree on one thing.
What's that, Horatio?
Mrs. Johansson wasn't the only one with a killer rack.
Yeah. See what I'm saying? Stuff like that. So go ahead and put your best CSI Miami spoof, barbecue, Central Show Miami spoof, or whatever together. And we'll see what we can come up with. Maybe I can even solicit a better prize from one of the sponsors of the show. So do that. Ted Reeder coming up next. Leanne Whippin, Woodchicks Barbecue, segment after that. And a chance to win a two-pack of Petey River Swamp Sauce just for calling in tonight, but work on your CSI Miami spoofs. Because I think that could be a fun segment. And what's funnier than hearing this after the end of one of your takes? Yeah, nothing. Nothing's funnier than that. Nothing's better than that. Quick reminder. Coming up here, the new year, I know you guys are getting ready because some of you are fat, and you're going to go ahead and get your workout program on to drop some of that fat. Why not do yourself a favor, okay? And hook up with some Jobies. I've been taking them now for 6 months. They have done miracles for me. Lots of energy, making me feel great, boost the immune system so you're not sick during the winter time. All the great stuff, and it's from all-natural bee pollen. No caffeine, no taurine, no speed. It's not one of those super hopped up sugar drinks that you're going to crash on 5 hours later. Nothing like that. It's all natural bee pollen. And right now, if you order 6 months, Joe B will give you a 7th month free plus free shipping. And you can do it two ways. You can go online and order joebees.com, or you can call them toll free 877-300-5632. That's 877-300-5632. Make sure you tell them the Barbecue Central Show sent you. When we come back, it'll be Ted Reeder to talk about winter grilling tips and the New Year's Smoke Fest that's Rempy and you right here on the Barbecue Central Show.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose. Make ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-Bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com. Or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the Pellet Grill Superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichlin of Barbecue U Fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Get in the smoke. It's the Barbecue Central Show. Once again, here's your host, Greg Rempy.
All right, welcome back. It's the Barbecue Central Show. Right here, Barbecue Central Radio Networks. Thanks for joining me. This portion of the show brought to you by Yoder's Smoky Mountain Barbecues. That's right, you know who they are by now, the leading online retailer of Meadow Creek barbecue equipment. These barbecue smokers, pig roasters, chicken cookers, and grills are handcrafted in the Amish country of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and their goal is to give you outstanding value for the price, help you enjoy easy and profitable barbecues for years to come. They also carry a complete line of wonderful barbecue rubs and sauces. Check them out on the web, won't you? Serious BBQs, that's BBQS, SeriousBBQs.com, the good folks at Yoder's Smoky Mountain Barbecue, as promised. Joining me now to talk a little winter, cold, weather, grilling, and all that great stuff is none other than multiple-time author and TV segment show host, Ted Reeder. Stalling right now because he's not picking up his cell phone. Uh-oh. If I get voicemail on Ted Reeder, man, if I see Ted Reeder on the street and I get voicemail, if I see him on the street, I will fight him. This is not happening. Ted Reeder. See, this is what you get. You put your faith in Canadians.
Hi, you've reached Ted Reeder. Oh. Sorry, I'm not available at the moment. Please this leave is your outrageous. Name for the time called and a brief message, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
Here we go.
Have a great day.
At the tone, please record your message.
I will.
When you are finished recording,
yes.
You may hang up
or
press pound for more options.
Very good. I'll do that. Ted, Greg, Barbecue Central Show, we're live on the air, buddy. Waiting for you here on your segment. It is 9:13. You can call back into the show, 216-220-0966. Thank you. All right, that was Ted Reeder, everybody. That was Ted Reeder's voicemail doing an impression of Ted Reeder. So, it's interesting to me because, you know, it's, well, first of all, it's always great to have Ted on. He's a true professional and he's done a lot bigger shows than mine. I know, very hard to believe, but he is a guy that is much like many people in the barbecue and grilling world, especially those of us that live in areas of the country that actually experience true seasonal change. And I'm not talking about it's 90 degrees or 100 degrees during the summer, and then your cold portion of the year, you know, it dips down into the ever frosty 60 degree mark. I mean, that doesn't count. We're talking about 90 degrees here in the summer, but like right now here in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame city of Cleveland, Ohio, it is a balmy 20, and the wind chill even knocks it down further from there. So it's always kind of that red badge of honor that us pit masters and grill masters like to take on in these seasonal environments and these seasonal regions of the country, because we choose to believe that there is no season for grilling. There's no season for barbecue. It's a year-round thing. Now, perhaps the frequency isn't there as it is in the warmer months, spring through late fall, but it's not like we stop and put the grills and barbecues away. We don't cover them up and put them in the attic and take them back down next year. No, no, no. So I think it's important to for me to at least cover a few things here, and whether Teddy jumps in or not will be determined here over the next 10 minutes or so. Let me make sure that that wasn't him just trying to call in. No, it wasn't. All right. So I had also posted about Teddy's spot here on Twitter, and I got a couple questions for him. And one of the questions was from, what's this guy's name? Jake Alberts, asking, when is it too cold to smoke effectively? Well, here's my opinion on that, and I'm no multiple-time author, but I'll play one on the radio. I don't necessarily, I mean, unless you're living in Antarctica or Alaska, no offense, Griff, or Canada, I don't think it can really be too, well, of course it can be too cold because just for comfort reasons, but if your fire is hot, if your fire is managed well enough, if you know what you're doing and you understand that, A, when it's colder out, the fuel consumption, whether you're using charcoal or whether you're using any, whatever fuel source you're using, you know, aside from gas, that fuel source is going to be consumed more quickly than it would during the summer. Why? Well, simple, because the fact that when it's colder out, the fire is going to need to use more energy in order to keep whatever pit temperature you have defined for your cook. And I'm sure looking to weigh in or will probably confirm that is none other than Ted Reeder. Ted, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you, buddy?
Good, Greg. How are you doing, man? Sorry, I missed you there.
That's all right.
Got a little sidetracked there.
Yeah, well, what we wanted to have you back on and talk a little winter grilling. I was just kind of covering a question that I was asked from a Twitter follower, Jake Alberts, who had mentioned or had asked, when is it or is it, does it ever get too cold to smoke anything effectively? And I said, well, you know, as long as you're making certain allotments when you understand that it's cold out, your fuel is going to be consumed at a more rapid rate that really, you know, aside from Antarctica or somewhere incredibly cold, it's probably never going to reach a degree, unless it's out of your comfort zone, to smoke effectively. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. You're going to have to spend a little more time getting your fire going and keep it going and keeping the heat in your smoker. Every time that you remove that lid just to check on things, you're going to lose about an hour of smoke time. So you really have to smoke things that you're quite familiar with, and that you know your timing on how to do it, and then you go ahead and you work that way. You want to keep that lid closed and keep the fuel door closed as much as possible. That's the biggest key.
Now, in the beginning of the segment, I had mentioned that, you know, we're at a point in time here during the season, especially if you're in a particular region of the country that is experiencing seasonal changes. And, you know, it's not like it's 90 degrees in the summer and 60 degrees in the winter, but real true seasonal changes that this is the time of the year when, or perhaps even a month or so ago, people have tarped their grills or their cookers or put them away in the garage, and they're not going to touch them again until springtime or maybe even a little bit later. But then there's some people that maybe want to try and extend out and kind of get that red badge of honor that a lot of us do and grill during the course of all year. So let's talk about some just general cold weather barbecue and grilling tips.
Okay, cold weather tips. One, you need a pair of long johns. That's number one, is you've got to be warm yourself. There's no use trying to go out and cook if you're going to be icy cold. So a good heavy pair of socks, gloves are, that the fingertips can come off of, a good toque, a turtleneck, layers of clothing, depending on when you're grilling, you know, so that you can take a layer off if you get a little too warm. And if there's a blizzard, you may want to have a pair of ski goggles with you.
That way you can keep the blowing snow out of your eyes, right?
That's it. And then number two is, one, you have to remember with propane, if you're using a propane grill, propane tanks need to be kept full. If they get too low, the fuel gets too cold and it won't flow. Natural gas, you've got a constant flow. It's nice and easy. Charcoal heats up. Once you go, you just got to keep fueling it. And so propane, always have a couple of full tanks on hand. And if you want to keep a blanket wrapped around your propane, that's always a good thing to help keep it warm. Some people have designed these tank teddies that fit over, but you want something to keep that icy cold out of it.
Tank teddies.
And then really when you're going to do, yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, exactly, right. A tank teddy. And then when you're going to get into the actually things that you're going to cook, cook things that are quick, steaks, burgers, chicken breasts. If you're going to do rotisserie, again, you're going to have to watch that every time you open that lid, you're going to lose your heat. And it's keeping that hot fire hot. Where traditionally you're going to cook, if you're cooking on high heat, you're cooking with the grill lid open. In the wintertime, you're going to modify, you're going to keep that lid closed all the time. That'll keep your heat in. So you're going to have to change your recipes a bit. But all in all, it's a nice, easy, straightforward way to cook. You just got to keep yourself warm. And one last thing that you need to have is like a hot cider or some icy cold beer or a few bourbons, and that'll get you going.
I think one of the things that all of us guys and gals up here that cook during the winter, we actually, and it, maybe it's a secret that we kind of keep amongst ourselves, and I'm about to let the cat out of the bag, but we prefer when there's banks and banks of snow next to the grill, because then you can just plug beer cans and bottles right in there, and you got a already made beer cooler right there.
Completely. You just have to be careful that you don't allow those to freeze, because they do blow up, and nothing's worse than wasting good beer.
I heard that, no doubt about it. We're talking with Ted Reeder, tedreeder.com, multiple-time author and a TV chef who has done a number of appearances here, both in Canada, here in the U.S. What do you think? Well, actually, let me back up for 1 second. Have you ever heard or have you ever used a welder's blanket actually on your cooker in order to keep more insulation and to keep it more fuel efficient during the cold weather?
No, I haven't. And, you know, I think that's a pretty cool idea. And I would try that out.
Well,
first thing I'd have to figure out is where to go get a welder's blanket from. But once you do that, then it's easy.
Well, credit goes to your Canadian sister there up, Daniel Domofsky from DivaQ, who just kind of wrote that in. So we've seen, now I have seen some similar type. It's not a welder's blanket per se, but the company, the Barbecue Guru, makes a smoking jacket that goes over the Weber Smoky Mountain smokers in order to insulate it and keep some of the wind out during more of the harsher and more inclement weather conditions. So that's something that you could possibly take a look at as well. But are there any other must-have items for cold weather cooking before we move on to some recipes and stuff?
Well, I got a buddy in Guelph, Ontario. He's a great dude. And he just converted his entire garage, put a hood system into it, a lounge, chairs, and he can cook all year long, not affected by the cold. And that's the ultimate. What I do for my backyard is I'm a little more diehard. I just put a 500 square foot tent over the backyard so I can keep the snow out and so I don't have to shovel.
Nice.
Other than that, it's just keeping warm. But if you're a diehard griller or you're a diehard barbecue smoker, the cold's not going to bother you. You want to get out there and cook, and you just dive out there in the snowbank and you do it. And it's those that you know, they there's those that do, and those that say they do. And if you're one that does, then you're not afraid of the cold. You're not afraid of the heat. You're not afraid of anything. You just want to eat good barbecue. That's what you got to do. So if you're ones that don't, that say you do, but you don't, get out there and try it. Because once you do it, you're hooked.
That's right. We're talking with Ted Reeder. TedReeder.com is his website to catch up with him. Now we have Christmas, obviously, a couple days away. New Year's, the week after that. What are some of the tasty treats and recipes that Ted Reeder is going to be having at his house?
Well, I got dropped into my lap by my folks this year was to cook the turkey dinner. My dad has been doing it my entire life. I've never cooked a turkey for my family at all. So this year, they asked me to cook a turkey, and I'm not a big fan of turkey. So I'm doing 2 8-pound capons stuffed, and that's what I'm doing for Christmas dinner. For New Year's is going to be a whole suckling lamb done out on the spit outdoors.
Wow.
And that's what we're going to do. We're just going to do it low and slow and have a good time and eat lamb. And I baste that with a mixture of beer, honey, and butter. And it just goes and goes for about 6-7 hours. And that's what I'm going to be doing. And so it's about, you know, when you're coming into the holiday season like we are, you know, 2 days away, it's about cooking anything you want, about having fun with your friends and your families, getting people over and to just have a good time and make the best food you can. As long as in the end it comes out tasting great, you've done the best job you can do. That's all that matters. It's about remembering good people and having fun with your family. And to me, that's what it's all about.
We're talking with Ted Reeder, multiple-time author and the foremost barbecue and grilling authority out there in the great country of Canada. Ted, you're obviously the master planker here. Any new plank recipes that you have toyed around with here since the last month we talked?
Well, I've been doing these, and this comes from my friend Diva. She does these balls called moink balls, and it's a meatball wrapped in bacon. But what I've started to do is I plank these meatballs. I make them the size of your fist, and on the inside of the meatball, it's a mixture of veal and pork. I've been taking large bocconcini cheese balls, and I freeze those balls first, and I put them inside the meat, ground meat mixture, and then I wrap the whole thing in double smoked bacon. And I put it on the plank, and then I glaze it, and then right at the end, I inject with a little bit of grappa. And so I take my Cajun injector, and I inject that grappa in just at the end, and that's it. And there's a new barbecue sauce I'm working on called Apple Brown Betty, and it gets a little of that over top, and they're unbelievable. And Diva, thanks for the recipe idea, because it's phenomenal.
Sounds great, and I know that probably 98% of the Centralites have no idea what grappa is. Can you explain that in the layman's?
It is, it's an elixir from Italy, and it is made from the grapevines, and it's the pressings, and it's a liqueur, and it's quite strong, it's quite expensive, and it's absolutely delicious.
Wow, sounds great. Moink balls, always a rapidly growing favorite here out of the number of the barbecue forums, and you've put a unique Ted Reeder twist on it. Again, TedReeder.com is his website. Ted, appreciate you coming on to talk about some cold weather grilling. Apologize for the abbreviated segment. We'll hook back up again next month and get after it.
All righty. Well, happy holidays to everybody out there. Just smoke them good. Have a good time. And remember, one beer for every 15 minutes of grilling or smoking time will make it all delicious.
That's right. Ted Reeder, Happy New Year's to you, and Merry Christmas. We'll catch up with you again next month. Thanks, buddy. Ted Reeder, if you need him, great guy, great guest. Sorry we missed the time. Sorry we missed the time with him, but we got to get out and make room for Leanne Whippin when we come back from Woodchicks Barbecue. Hang on, we'll be right back. It's Rampy and you right here on the Barbecue Central Show.
The future of barbecue is already here at thebarbecueguru.com. From the amazing guru that monitors and controls the temperatures of any charcoal, wood, or electric pit to the Caldera Tallboy knockdown smoker. Yes, it breaks down and stores flat, yet it's still a robust, sturdy, portable cooker and smokehouse. It also serves as an efficient temperature-controlled convection oven using wood or charcoal. The Tallboy is designed to fit all catering pans and can be used as a warming oven. You can cook in any style you choose, like ribs, chicken, jerky, vegetables, smoked cheese, whatever you want. Take it to KCBS competitions and unload it from the trunk of your car. TheBarbecueGuru.com is where you'll find the Caldera 3-Bay Caterer. It's stainless steel and uses charcoal or sterno for chafing purposes. And it doubles as a 3-Bay sink or wash station with hot water and knocks down in seconds with no tools required for transportation and storage. The future of barbecue is here at TheBarbecueGuru.com. That's www.thebbqguru.com or call 1-800-288-GURU.
Forget going from site to site to get all your barbecue and grilling supplies and make your first and final stop at fredsmusicandbarbecue.com. In the market for a new barbecue pit, we have all the big name brands like Big Green Egg and more. As a matter of fact, Fred's is staffed by eggheads and carries all the parts and accessories for the Big Green Egg. More of a pellet head, you say? Fred's is the pellet grill superstore with grills in stock from Traeger, Green Mountain, and Country Smokers from Louisiana Grills. Fred also carries smokers from Cook Shack, Bradley, and Weber as well as a full lineup of charcoal grills. And once you're outfitted with your new smoker or grill, you'll find absolutely everything you need to make your barbecue or grilling experience a success. Fred is also the creator and distributor of Tasty Licks barbecue products, including their great line of rubs, spices, and sauces. You gotta try them. You can also get your hands on a full lineup of marinades, accessories, lump charcoal, wood chips, pellets, chunks, and even the great grilling tools from Stephen Reichland of Barbecue U Fame. Check Fred out on the web at fredsmusicandbbq.com or check out their fully stocked showroom in beautiful Shillington, PA.
Big name interviews. Coverage of Competition Barbecue. And the only host willing to give his honest opinion on all topics in the world of barbecue. It's the Barbecue Central Show. Barbecue Central Show.
All right, welcome back to the Barbecue Central Show. I'm your program host, Greg Rempe. Thanks again to Ted Reeder for joining us last segment, talking about cold weather barbecue and grilling, as well as some recipes here for the new year. This portion of the show brought to you by D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. You know you love their rubs and sauces, but would you like to buy them locally? Of course you would. Who wants to pay the shipping? Not this guy. Send Darren the name and address and phone number of your local barbecue store, farmer's market, or grocery store, and he will take care of the rest. You want to email that info to Darren, D-A-R-I-N, at ddogsbbq.com. If you're not afraid of shipping charges, just go ahead and visit his website, ddogsbbq.com. We all know right now that D-Dog's Barbecue Rub is better than ketchup. It's good, folks. D-Dog's Barbecue Rub. All right, as promised, joining me now, one of the cast members, are they cast members? I guess so. It's one of the cast members of a very successful show on TLC that airs every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Your time zone adjustment may be necessary. Is none other than Woodchicks herself, Leanne Whippin. Leanne, thanks for coming on tonight. How are you?
Hey, Greg. How are you tonight?
Good. I know I'm pulling you out of a very high-powered dinner, and I appreciate you taking time out to talk to us about the show.
Thank you.
First of all, obviously the show has done very well here in the ratings for the first three shows. We have the fourth installment coming up here on Thursday. Lots of talk going on the internet. I don't know if you frequent the forums here and there just to kind of see what's being said and what's being thought about out loud about the show. But wanted to get your take on a few things first, and then I have a load of questions from some forum people and from some Twitter questions as well. But
sure.
One of the things that seemed to be bandied about is the fact that the show, a lot of people think that there's many aspects of the show that are staged. So you were there, obviously, you were filmed 24/7. Was there anything staged, or is it all pretty much genuine as you see?
Well, they did 8 shows, and they aired 3 of them. The one that's actually coming up on Christmas Eve is a repeat from the Murfreesboro, Illinois contest, but there is nothing that is staged with regards to verbiage or any script writing. It is strictly all off the cuff and genuine, and they do follow you around 24/7 with cameras. The only thing that I will tell you as far as if you want to call it staging is maybe if you say something, they want you to be more emphatic or more excited about your comments so that it may come across better for TV. But as far as content and verbiage, no, it's all out of our mouths and what we're saying and what we're doing.
And perhaps you're making more reference to when you guys are sitting down kind of doing those vignettes, giving your thoughts about what had happened at this particular time or that particular time?
Yeah, a lot of the, where you see us with basically a backdrop is their Q&A questions, and a lot of them were done over periods of time that would take almost a full day. And what they do is basically ask questions about, what happened at particular events. But as I said, nothing is given to you verbiage-wise. The only thing that may have been written down and asked for us to actually repeat were a few comments that were on the initial commercials, and that was it. Otherwise, everything is is true to form.
All right. So one of the other things that seem to be recurring quite a bit, and this is obviously I'm not asking you to speak for him, but you were around him during this process. You've been around him for a number of years, is the fact that it seems or there is a perceived thought that Myron Mixon is kind of coming off as a jackass and a meanie and a braggart and very arrogant. Now, he's been on the show here a couple times. I've talked to him off air a number of times, and he's been absolutely the antithesis of whatever people are saying about him on the forums now. But, I mean, what you're seeing on the show, is that really Myron?
Well, you know, Myron, as far as, you know, me working in the restaurants and everyone coming in and asking about the show, the first person they're asking about is Myron. And they're asking, is he really like that? Is he really that arrogant? So obviously he is coming across that way. And, you know, he does use a lot of, you know, curse words, which obviously have to be bleeped out. And so I think it's probably more over the top than the way Myron is. And it might be a little bit over the top as to who he is, because I've known him a long time. But he also, what he says is what he believes. And, you know, he's not BSing anybody. He's telling it the way it is from his perspective. And, you know, unfortunately, I think the language is more than it should be in the show, and maybe should have been more edited out, maybe, you know, from a family, you know, aspect. But he is coming across arrogant, there's no doubt.
but to your knowledge, he's definitely probably more the opposite of that than actually being an arrogant guy.
No, he's not the opposite. No.
But he's not. He doesn't
Myron.
Seem.
I love Myron to death, but he is arrogant.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you.
You know, I don't hide it from some of my comments in the show. And, you know, he has a track record that allows him to be that way. And, you know, if he was a loser or something, you know, that's a whole other story. But, you know, he wins. He does very well. And I guess he has a right to be arrogant. And, it, you know, it's, I hate to say it, but it's, you know, it's kind of good for the show, you know, otherwise it would, you know, might be kind of boring.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because it kind of transitions well into my next question, which is, you know, you have this arrogance that's coming across from Myron Mixon, and you and Myron seem to be getting a lot of camera time here. There's been some pitmasters that have seen, you know, spots here and there during the course of the show, but you and Myron have pretty much been in every episode quite a bit, which is good. Obviously, you're adding a lot more to the good-looking quotient than Myron is, but what do you think?
Well, there's only been three shows, and I think you'll see a turn as the shows progress. There'll be an introduction of, you know, another pitmaster more so, and you'll see that other pitmasters are going to come, you know, kind of shining through the top, and maybe you won't. You know, we have not seen the shows ahead of time, so whenever we see them, it's like you seeing them. We don't know what to expect. We're not told how much airtime we're getting, if at all. So we really don't know what to expect. You know, of course, being the only female on the show, I'm probably, you know, going to get a little bit more airtime because of that. Also, the fact that the one show where Myra and I were head-to-head cooking hogs, you know, it depends on the content and what we're cooking and the type of contest that we're doing. So I think you're going to see a little bit of the flip side as it goes on. But, you know, Myron, he obviously is creating a buzz, and that creates ratings, and that creates, you know, the show to continue and do well. And, you know, we would love to see it to go on to a second season, and not only for ourselves, but also for the, you know, the barbecue, you know, community. And, you know, obviously in competition, people are competing for money and sponsorship. And with the economy today, trying to get those sponsor dollars, it's not as easy. So if you can create this buzz and you know, sponsorship dollars are going to be probably more out there, and you're going to see heavier prize money. So it's really good for everyone overall to see the show progress. You know, there's obviously going to be some negativity, you know, based on different things. Not everything is going to be perfect, but, you know, you got to have some negative to make it good, if you know what I'm saying.
I got you. We're talking with Leanne Whippin, pitmaster of Wood Chicks Barbecue, also a very successful catering business as well as restaurants in Virginia. Leanne, I guess how I was trying to transition is, you know, you have Myron coming across one way, and one of the other things that you continually read about is, do you feel the show is properly portraying competition barbecue, or because of how one guy might be affecting the rest, and it's being exposed to a broad audience base that isn't necessarily familiar with competition barbecue. Do you think it's hurting more than helping, or do you think this is a good thing regardless?
It's kind of a mix right now, in my opinion. The first show I thought was more character-based rather than competition-based. I was really hoping they were going to focus more on, you know, the heat of it and, you know, techniques and what have you. And I think that maybe TLC was trying to focus on character portrayal. So maybe, you know, they create a following or, you know, maybe favorites or, you know, a reason to watch the show. And I can see in just the first few shows how it's progressed more into techniques and, you know, the actual meats that we're competing with. And I really hope that, you know, it continues to do that, but they also have to appeal to the general public, not just the barbecue competitor, you know, trying to be better at competition. So there's a lot to cover in the amount of time that they have. And, you know, to make everybody happy, it obviously is going to be very difficult. But I'm happy with the way it's, you know, progressed. I do wish that some of the, you know, the bleeping would go away, because I don't think that's necessary to create, you know, a good environment for barbecue and families and, you know, whatever else there is.
All right. You want to take some questions here that I'm getting from listeners as we're chatting away here via
sure.
Twitter and
right.
some off of the Barbecue Brethren forum. Have one here asking what the first thing you ever tried smoking was and how well did it go?
I've been competing for 13 years and I've been cooking barbecue, you know, for a very long time. And, you know, one of the first pictures I have, and I show it in one of the contests, is creating a smoke ring on a Boston butt and ribs. And those were the two first items that I've ever smoked. And, you know, just moved on from there.
Let's see. What else we got? I got to say, you're very popular with some of the guys there on the Barbecue Brethren forum, wanting to know if you're single or if you're engaged or exploring options and all that stuff. So you're doing very well there with those guys.
Oh, gosh. Well, no, I've been divorced for quite a few years. I think I'm married to the barbecue business. On the show, you'll see Billy, who is my boyfriend at the time of the show. And he was on for the first five shows.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I'm back to my barbecue world.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I'm sure there's some guys that are now pining away in quiet subduity. So one of the other things that I'm seeing a lot of, asking about the generator power issue when the guy pulled the breaker on you and put you down there. Everybody seems to be wildly bizarred with the fact that you didn't have a generator or something to keep the meat going. Is that?
Well, you know, it's ironic, and they aren't going to include everything that, you know, happens, and they do obviously want to focus on things that are going to create a buzz and, you know, be more interested, you know, more interesting on the show. But, I mean, ever since I've had my trailer, I even purchased my trailer, it had a generator on it. I've always had a generator, but I do not carry it to every event. And quite frankly, my GenMaster could be powered, you know, as far as the rotisserie, based on a regular car battery. Unfortunately, that was stolen out of my trailer about 2 years ago. I never got another one. And, you know, power has always been readily available, and it was just bizarre, you know, that they didn't have it there. And I've never run into that problem before, but I do have a generator. It's, to me, more of a pain in the neck than what it's worth. And, you know, if I had to go out, you know, go to the store and get a battery at Walmart, I could have done that. But, you know, at the time, you know, it was exciting and energetic, but I'm never going to leave myself in that kind of situation, really.
But your brisket did very well.
Yes, it did.
There you go. This is from Puma 25 in Chesapeake, Virginia, so right down the street from you. How different is your competition food compared to what you're serving at the restaurants as far as meat quality, spices, and preparations and all that stuff?
As far as the quality of meat, I use pretty much the same quality. I use primary, you know, Smithfield products. Everything is slow smoked, the butts and the whole briskets, you know, 12, 14 hours. All of my pits are, you know, utilize wood, obviously, and everything is dry rubbed. I do not cut back, you know, as far as that's concerned. But as far as any injections injections are pretty much the only thing I leave off. But it is all slow smoked. I use dry rubs, and I actually use a mop on all my brisket before it goes out. The hardest thing for me to do is to you know, create the product and have it, you know, almost like come right out of the smoker, be, you know, that fresh. And with brisket, that's my biggest challenge. So I really try to make it as good as competition, but it won't always be that way. But it is, you know, in my opinion, the best I can do.
Gotcha. All right. Here's a message from Karen Walker via Facebook. Wants to know if you have any advice for women contemplating competing on their own as you have done here in the past, and wants you to keep up the great work.
Oh, my gosh. You know, a lot of what I do is to encourage women to get involved in barbecue and not be afraid of the guys, and do not be intimidated. Just, you know, do what you love to do. Do it the best you can. And ignore their comments, because what's going to shine through is how you do in competitions. And obviously, you know, the more you're consistent and you prove yourself, that you will gain the respect. And, you know, basically at some point in time, you're going to even forget the fact that they're even guys. And you're just going to be, you know, part of what the whole barbecue thing is about.
Do you put up with a lot of the, I guess, what you would think of the stereotypical badgering and catcalling at competitions, or are you well past that at this point?
No, I'm past that at this point, I believe. I mean, I still get some guys that are new on the circuit that don't know who I am or what my track record is. And, you know, they won't even, like, look me in the face, you know, and just say, you know, they'll look at, you know, a guy that I'm standing next to and talk about a competition that's coming up, and, you know, I'll just kind of giggle about it. But it took a long time to get to the point that I'm at, and, you know, you really just have to ignore the comments and, you know, do what you like to do and do it the best you can. That's all you can do.
She's Leanne Whippin. She is the pitmaster of Woodchicks Barbecue Competition Cooking Team. You can also find her at woodchicksbbq.com. Last comment coming in by a guy named Ray Lampy. Could you please ask Leanne to wear lower cut tops during the rest of the episodes? Probably can't do that since everything has been taped already, though, right?
You know, Ray, I would do it for you.
All right. Guys are jumping up and down like crazy now. Let's see. Let me see if I can find one more question here. Let's see. Sorry. You know, a lot of things going back to the generator, but I think we've answered that very well. Do you frequent any barbecue forums at all? We're getting a lot of pitches for you to go over to the Barbecue Brethren site and join there.
You know, I do go. I don't go to a lot of the forums. I just don't have the time, quite frankly. I've got two restaurants to run, catering, and obviously the competition and dealing with the show. And, you know, I've got mail order and everything else, and a lot of it I handle myself directly. And for me to sit there and take the time is very difficult, but I do talk to so many people that do go on the forums, and I can get a quick, concise answer as to what's going on and how things are being perceived, especially with the show, because obviously that's very important to me. And, you know, the first feedback that I got was that the show is getting a lot of negativity, and it seems like after the third show that it's balanced out a lot and that we're getting more of like an 80% favorable rating versus the way it began. So I hope that, you know, people really just kind of take in the whole thing, and I hope with the next five shows that they're happy with the overall outcome, and that it will really, you know, help, you know, barbecue competitions and obviously KCBS and, you know, all everybody out there. I mean, that's what it's all about. It's not there to hurt anybody, really.
All right, she is Leanne Whippin, Woodchicks Barbecue Pitmaster. Leanne, appreciate you coming on and talking very candidly and openly about the Barbecue Pitmaster show here on TLC. Again, it'll be a rerun this weekend, but it's on every Thursday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Sorry to pull you away from your dinner, Leanne. Thanks for coming on tonight.
No problem, Greg, and I really appreciate you having me on the show.
No problem. Merry Christmas, and let's do it again soon.
Thank you. You too.
All right, take care. There she is, Leanne Whippin. Woodchicks Barbecue, woodchicksbbq.com is her website if you want to check out her restaurant locations. She does have mail order, but I don't know how far that exactly extends out. And if you're in the Virginia area, Chesapeake area or whatnot, they do cater as well, and a very, very successful catering business. I believe that's how the whole thing got started back in the day. Catering, and she was like higher-end food. Then they got into the barbecue catering aspect, and now Woodchicks Barbecue has like three or four restaurants out there as well. So very candid, I thought. I didn't know that perhaps the negativity rating was so high with barbecue pitmasters, but certainly didn't hold anything back. I apologize if I did not get to everybody's questions, but believe me, there was a lot of repetitive questions, and then there were certainly some other ones that the Centralites submitted that I was not going to ask for some reason. I mean, you know, come on, guys, what are you doing?
Get that big stuff out of here.
All right, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Wanted to go ahead and thank my second segment guest, Ted Reeder. A little abbreviated this time, but that's all right. Ted, always a great guy to talk barbecue with, and we'll probably have him on again next month. Again, his website is tedreeder.com, and thanks to my last segment guest, Leanne Whippin from Wood Chicks Barbecue, talking about TLC TV show, Barbecue Pitmasters. A quick reminder about the good folks over at the Barbecue Guru, makers of automatic pit temperature control devices, as well as a host of other products that make your barbecue and grilling life easier. Check them out, won't you? You can do it two ways. You can find them on the internet, thebbqguru.com, or you can call them toll-free and talk to Barbecue Bob or Shotgun Fred and help you out with all of your accessory needs, as well as all of your automatic pit temperature control devices as well. Four to choose from, thebbqguru.com or 800-288-GURU. Good folks, the Barbecue Guru. All right, that's it for us. Stay tuned for Broad Topics coming up after me at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will see you again back here next Tuesday. Have a great, great Christmas, a safe Christmas. First of all, and in closing, I want to ask that everybody send a special thought and prayer out to our troops serving this country at home and abroad, especially this time of the year. They are doing something that we have chosen not to do. And it's got to be hard being away from family and friends and loved ones at this point in the year. So please go ahead and appreciate them. Say a prayer for them and a thought out to them. We'll see you back here next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is your program host and proud U.S. American Greg Rempe. Merry Christmas. Good night now.